In the next few minutes, we're going to enter the world of roller derby.
All right, Los Angeles, I've got one question for you. Are you ready for roller derby action?
We are, and our guide is a voice you've heard on NPR, reporter Alex Cohen. Public radio reporter by day, that is, by night. For several years, Alex Cohen was known exclusively by her derby name, Axles of Evil. On a recent morning, Alex welcomed us to a giant warehouse on the edge of downtown Los Angeles that was once an ice cream cone factory.
This is what is affectionately known as the Doll Factory, and there is actually, if you can see, a neon roller skate that when turned on is hot pink. So it's home to the Los Angeles Derby Dolls, which is LA's Bank Track Female Roller Derby League.
Bank Track. That refers to the sloped track where skaters can get going really fast, which is, of course, at the heart of roller derby. Axles of Evil has written with another one-time derby doll, Jennifer Casey Bomber Barbie, what they call an insider's guide, down and derby. It's a sport that Alex Cohen never expected to be part of.
I'm 5'2 on a good day. I have never been athletically inclined. I was always kind of the theater and speech and debate geek. And when I started doing derby, I was really amazed to see that I actually really like beating people up.
If you know one thing about roller derby, you know it's rough. And Trixie Biscuit, one of the derby dolls at a recent practice, is proud to be one of the roughest.
I'm a bigger skater than a lot that you'd see. I've always been a bruiser. You know, I was the catcher on the softball team that, you know, go ahead, slide into me. Try it. See where it gets you.
Trixie Biscuit's real name is KT Wegman. She's a mom who came to derby in her 30s after serving as a sergeant in the Army Reserve. The way she sees it, derby is her destiny.
Gnarly block from Trixie Biscuit against Crava Cadaver, who's jamming for the Arizona Derby Dames.
If anyone can be credited with inventing roller derby, it's a man named Leo Seltzer. Roller skating competitions had been around since the 1880s for men. But decades later, Leo Seltzer put women on skates and in short skirts and sent them on the road in his 1935 Transcontinental Roller Derby. Alex Cohen says the derby guys and gals piled into team buses with trainers, announcers, and trunks full of skating outfits.
It was kind of like a traveling circus. A lot of it was born out of the Depression. So you had young kids who basically gave up their lives, traveled the country, became families with each other. I mean, these were the same skaters that were building the track that they would skate on that evening. I mean, it was just this grueling, grueling endeavor. They got paid no money, but it was their chance at this tiny little sliver of fame.
Over the years, among the biggest crowd pleasers have been rivalries between opposite types, the sweetheart and the mean girl. Jennifer Casey Bomber Barbie says it all started with two gals back in the 1930s.
There was this woman named Jerry Murray, and Jerry Murray was kind of the Betty Grable pinup of roller derby. She was this beautiful woman and very fashionable with her scarf that she would wear. And then there was another one named Midge Tuffy Brassoon, and she was this 4'11" spitfire plumber's daughter. And both of these women, you have to understand, at the time they were 15 and 16 years old when they joined roller derby in the 30s and through the 40s when they were skating. And they had these rivalries that were amazing, and the crowd loved to cheer for Jerry, loved to boo for Tuffy.
Both girls trying to get in. Here they come up the back end of the pack. Tuffy knocked down. That was a fast one. Tuffy Brassoon knocked down, and she is boiling. Well, this partisan chief crowd is giving Tuffy a little of their opinion as she argues with her coach, Buddy Atkinson.
At one game, the fans were so incensed at a move that Tuffy had made that a woman runs up to the track and threw her baby at her. I mean, that blows my mind. Luckily, Tuffy's also very lightning quick reflexes. She was an athlete after all, and she caught the baby, thank goodness. For me, that's roller derby in a nutshell right there. I want those kinds of fans. I don't want babies thrown at me, but I like that kind of passion.
The key to the fascination with women's roller derby is its mix of bold sexuality, females at their fiercest, and also a certain playfulness. Those qualities come out in the derby names: Georgia O'Grief, Tequila Mockingbird, Iron Maven, Judy Gloom. The one who gets to have fun with all those names is the derby announcer. The best score points with their witty commentary. Comedian Jimmy Fallon played an announcer in the recent Drew Barrymore movie about roller derby called Whip It.
Well, our favorite Whole Foods checkout girl is about to bag her some honey. Clean up on aisle five. With time left for only one more jam and the game out of reach, Smashley Simpson is out of here.
Women competing on skates first appeared in the movies back in 1946 in a short film called Roller Derby Girl. In 1972, Raquel Welch strapped on skates in Kansas City Bomber. By then, derby was fading. But in the last decade, derby has made a comeback. Now there are more than 17,000 skaters in more than 400 leagues. Fans pack into the Doll Factory here in L.A. to see Sheila Hot Wheels Noonan and other skaters go at it.
Out here at the LA Derby Dolls, you'll get your old school classic cars fan. You'll get your punk rockers, you know, hipsters from the neighborhood. You get this really crazy cross section because it's this word of mouth. Like, I saw this thing. It was really neat. And there was all this other stuff going on. You should check it out. And people show up because of that reputation or because of that allure or the mystique. And then when they watch the game, it's not, you know, an alligator pit. It's actually a very difficult and highly choreographed game. You have to work very hard for every single minute of that hour-long game, and I think that's what brings people back.
Are you ready for roller derby action? Come on, Los Angeles!
If you think derby might be your destiny, you can take the Am I a Derby Girl quiz at NPR.org.
I'm talking about roller derby.
The Insider's Guide to Roller Derby, Down and Derby, is by Jennifer Casey Balmer Barbie and Alex Cohen, a.k.a. Axels of Evil. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Go, go, roller girl! Look at that girl roll!
Roller derby saved my soul.